Who gives this woman to be married?
Her spiritual mother and I.
If you have your Bibles today, if you would, you could turn to Genesis chapter 2. I just want to just read briefly and then make a couple comments. God took the man and set him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. God commanded the man, "You can eat from any tree in the garden except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from it. The moment you eat from the tree, you're dead." God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion." So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field, all the birds in the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep sleep. As he slept, he removed one of his ribs and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib that he had taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, "Finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man." Thereafter, a man leaves his father and mother and embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. Powerful passage. Not a lot of time to comment on it today, but we're gathered here today in a covenant community before God. And this is extremely important to Chris and Tricia, to have the community as witnesses, and not only the witnesses of this community, but the witnesses of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are about to enter into the great mystery of the Holy Sacrament of marriage. And it is also a time of remembrance of our relationship with Jesus. He is the bridegroom. We are his bride. Take a moment to think about that, the mystery of marriage, entering into a holy sacrament, and our relationship to Jesus. He is the bridegroom. We are his bride. Chris and Tricia have prepared personal vows. And at this time, Chris, do you want to read your vows?
I take you, Tricia, to be my wife, my lover, my best friend, and my closest confidant. I love what I know of you, and I can't wait to see our love blossom into what God intends our relationship to be. I look forward to the chance to grow with you, to know the woman you will become, to fall in love with you a little more every day. I vow to love and cherish you through whatever life may bring us. I promise to seek God's guidance in leading our family, and I promise to cherish and respect you, to care for you and protect you, to comfort and encourage you, and stay with you for as long as we live.
Tricia?
Chris, I promise to you to choose life and life with you. I promise to receive your love well and to love you. I promise to offer encouragement and comfort and to generously exercise mercy and grace. I promise to live actively and to battle lethargy, and I promise to continue on the path to healing. I promise to give you attention and respect and to live in a way that honors you always.
Mm-hmm. both are requested that we just enter into traditional vows, and that was good. Those personal vows are very, very committed. Let's start with you, Chris. We're going to just repeat after me, and I, Chris, take you, Tritia.
I, Chris, take you, Tritia.
To be my friend,
my
lover, the mother of my children, and my wife.
My friend.
My lover.
My lover.
The mother of my children.
Mother of my children.
And my wife. Okay. I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want.
I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want.
In times of sickness and in times of health.
In times of sickness and in times of health.
In times of joy and in times of sorrow.
In times of joy and in times of sorrow.
In times of failure and in times of triumph.
In times of failure and in times of triumph.
I promise to cherish and respect you. To care and protect you,
care and protect you.
To comfort and encourage you,
comfort and encourage you.
And stay with you so long as we both shall live.
And stay with you for so long as we both shall live.
Okay. Tritia. I, Tritia, take you, Chris.
I, Tritia, take you, Chris.
To be my friend.
To be my friend.
My lover.
My lover.
The father of my children,
father of my children,
and my husband.
And my husband.
I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want.
I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want.
In times of sickness and in times of health.
In times of sickness and in times of health.
In times of joy and in times of sorrow.
In times of joy and in times of sorrow.
In times of failure and in times of triumph.
In times of failure and in times of triumph.
I promise to cherish and respect you.
I promise to cherish and respect you.
To care and protect you.
To care and protect you.
To comfort and encourage you.
To comfort and encourage you.
And stay with you so long as we both shall live.
And stay with you so long as we both shall live.
Chris and Tritia have chosen special rings for this ceremony for one another as symbols of their love for each other. So. Tritia, place the ring on Chris's finger and repeat after me. I give you this ring,
I give you this ring,
as a sign of my love and commitment.
As a sign of my love and commitment.
Okay. Chris. I give you this ring,
I give you this ring,
as a sign of my love,
as a sign of my love
and commitment. May I have a word to the community that's gathered here today to witness and to be a part of this covenant. Each of you are a part of their community and a very important part of Chris and Tritia's community. You're here, we're here to celebrate with you and to witness their commitment to one another. I ask you as a community, will you, their friends and family, do all in your power to support this couple now and in the years ahead?
Amen.
Amen. Chris and Tritia, in so much as you have pledged yourself each to the other, and inasmuch as you have declared the same in the presence of God and this covenant community before the Holy Trinity, exchanging vows and by giving and receiving rings in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, I do now pronounce you husband and wife. Chris, kiss your bride. I'd like to ask Ray Magruder, who is Tricia's spiritual father, to come and pray a blessing over them.
Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for Pat and Chris's love, and we thank you that they've expressed it before God and before these witnesses. And we pray that their marriage will continue to be a happy and glorious one, and they'll give you the honor and the glory and praise in everything they do. This we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
For the first time in 15 years, within a community of covenant before the Lord Jesus Christ, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Chris Williams, Chris and Tricia Williams.
All right.